This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Groups of protesters hurled stones and Molotov cocktails and clashed with security forces near the Lebanese parliament on Wednesday as the nation marked 1 year since a horrific explosion at Beirut's port killed more than 200 people. The grim anniversary comes amid an unprecedented economic and financial meltdown and a political stalemate that has kept the country without a functioning government for a full year. Prayers and a memorial service took place later in the day, which was declared a national day of mourning. The explosion killed at least 214 people, according to official records, and injured and maimed thousands while devastating entire neighborhoods of the city. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's primary industrialized nations must show leadership out of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no understatement to say that the course of the pandemic depends on the leadership of the G20 countries.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. Officials say lightning killed at least 16 people who were traveling to a wedding party in western Bangladesh and injured several others, including the groom. The group had just left a boat to take refuge because of a thunderstorm when lightning struck. This is VOA.